The Good Portion is the title of the sermon given by Pastor Christopher Johnson in today's worship service, coming to you from Zion Lutheran Church in downtown Wausau, Wisconsin. The presiding pastor is Stephen Jordan. We invite you to join us in praising God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit through this worship service. The organist is Cantor Irene Beefy. The horn is played by Megan Solar. The vocalists are Jim Specker, Tim Poggle, Tyler Poggle, Steve Cronin, Carol Rich, Betsy Utek, and Anna Mae Zeiner. The lector is Robert Hotchkin. This Sunday radio broadcast is sponsored by Ivan and Irene Beefy in thanksgiving for their 46th wedding anniversary on July 17th. Praise God, who all blessings for. The first service begins with the prayers for confession and absolution. Then the congregation will sing the entrance hymn, How Firm a Foundation, number 728 in the Lutheran Service Book.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We just deserve your present eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name.
Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you.
The love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Holy Church, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. And for all who often hear their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Today's Old Testament reading for Sunday, July 17th, Genesis 18, verses 1 through 10. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre as he sat at the door of his tent in the heat of the day. He lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, three men were standing in front of him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them and bowed himself to the earth and said, O Lord, if I have found favor in your sight, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree while I bring a morsel of bread, that you may refresh yourselves, and after that you may pass on, since you have come to your servant. So they said, Do as you have said. And Abraham went quickly into the tent to Sarah and said, Quick, three seahs of fine flour, knead it and make cakes. And Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to a young man who prepared it quickly. Then he took curds and milk and the calf that he had prepared and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree while they ate. They said to him, Where is Sarah, your wife? And he said, She is in the tent. The Lord said, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. And Sarah was listening to the tent door behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in years. The way of women had ceased to be with Sarah. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, After I am worn out, and my Lord is old, shall I have pleasure? The Lord said to Abraham, Why did Sarah laugh and say, Shall I indeed bear a child now that I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you about this time next year, and Sarah shall have a son. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm 27, verses 7 to 14.
Today's epistle lesson, Colossians 1, verses 21 to 29. You who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him. If indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions, for the sake of his body, that is the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God that was given to me for you to make the word of God fully known, the mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now revealed to his saints. To them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of the mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. For this I toil, struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works within me. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter. Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." The Gospel of the Lord. Let us confess the faith with one heart.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life.
In response to the word of God, the congregation sings the hymn of the day, One Thing's Needful, hymn number 536 in the Lutheran Service Book. Thank you.
Grace and peace to you all from our God and Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In 1524, a certain hymn, what we now call The Only Son from Heaven, was included in the very first Lutheran hymnal. The hymn we currently have, hymn number 402 in your hymnal, which don't bother to go searching for right now. Please wait till after the service to search for it. But you can find that hymn number 402 in your Burgundy hymnal. It's an abbreviated version of the original hymn. The hymn, both the version we now use and its original, are full of biblical allusions and helps the faithful to sing the joys of the gospel. The author of this hymn was not named when the hymn was first published. However, in the next published edition of the hymnal in 1531, 7 years later, her name was published, Elizabeth Kreuziger. She was married to a student of Martin Luther, Caspar Kreuziger, and I mention her for two reasons. One is that she hails from Pomerania, not too far from the city of Triglav, which I've been told is where Zion may have had its roots in the old country before they settled here in central Wisconsin and Wausau. And the second reason I mention Elizabeth is because she was a woman who faithfully and joyfully listened to her Lord as the gospel was preached to her. She had the opportunity to have a good portion from faithful Lutheran preachers that visited that convent. And so upon hearing that good news of the gospel, that is the gospel, she converted to the Lutheran church, got married, had children, joyfully served as wife and mother, wrote hymns, and listened to the word of God her whole life long, the word that was her good portion. Now Elizabeth, she had a great example in Mary, a faithful woman that Jesus commends for receiving the good portion, the word of God. And I shall also add that she had a great example in Martha. Often Martha gets a bad rap, right? But Jesus doesn't chastise Martha for her faithful labor as a hostess, as someone who diligently serves. Jesus does take an issue up, however, with her distracted, anxious mind. And so like Elizabeth Kreuziger of 500 years ago, we too can learn much both from Mary and Martha by way of comparing and contrasting. First, let's compare these two ladies of faith. Both are in the zone. Both of them are fixed on what they are doing. Mary with her serving, Martha with her serving, Mary with her listening. And both are also doing something good. To serve the Lord with your heart, mind, soul, and hands is a very good thing. And God bless all those people who serve their families, their communities, and this church, men and women with their hands. Where would we be without all of their labor? Things need to be done, after all. It is good to serve, and it's good to be busy with good work. And also, to listen with the heart, mind, soul, and ears is a good thing, too. To set all your attention on what someone is saying can be hard work, and so it's important that we tune in. We hear that spoken in Psalm 27 where the Lord says, set your face towards me. Well, what happens when your face is set towards somebody? That means you're focused on them, that you're listening to them, and you're receiving what they have to say with great joy and thanksgiving. And so to serve and to listen are both very good things. And I shall also point out who they both serve and listen to. They both serve and listen to Jesus. And so they both are doing a whole lot that is right. But here's where we need to contrast these two women of faith. Yes, Mary was industrious. She joyfully received Jesus under her roof, rolled out the red carpet, cooked up a storm, and made her home a palace for her Lord. But Mary became overly distracted and anxious about this. And so if you have ever had people over at your house, you have an idea of what this is like. You're getting the home prepared because you're having a party, you're having guests over, and so you know what you need to do because you're having people over, and so you just kind of get worried about things. You clean the home, you order this and that, you go to the store last minute because you invariably always forget something, and so you got to run 5 minutes before the people show up. You're worried about the food and the beverages, if you will have enough, if you'll run out. And then, of course, you invited Uncle Frank over that day, and Uncle Frank just happens to clog the toilet like he always does. And we try to focus on entertaining all these people, but it's hard because you're so distracted. You want to talk with your friends, with your family, with your neighbors, with your acquaintances. You want to be a good host, a good hostess. But since this party's at your house, you can't enjoy it. And so you're so distracted, anxious, troubled about many things. Martha was very distracted. But then we look at Mary. Mary is at peace through and through. Through the eyes of unbelief, Mary isn't doing anything important. She's just sitting there, listening. How unproductive Mary is being. But through the eyes of faith, Mary is doing one of the most important things of all, to sit at the feet of Christ and listen. To listen to the Word of God is not a trifling, insignificant thing. To listen to the Word of God, to receive it eagerly and gladly, to joyfully and faithfully listen to the Word, truly is the work of God in you and through you. We remember what Jesus says in John chapter 6. Jesus says that this is the work of God, that you believe in Him and who the Father has sent. That is to say that you hear His Word and receive it as the Word of God. The very Word of God that creates life and gives you faith. The very Word that even angels long to hear. And that's why Mary can be at peace while Martha is busy scurrying around. Even though Martha hasn't served any food yet, Mary is feasting. She's feasting on the good portion, Christ and His Word. She's sitting at His feet as a disciple, listening to the voice of her good shepherd. She is enjoying her good portion, a buffet, and Jesus commends her for feasting on that word. And so while Mary and Martha have a lot in common, both doing good things, we see that the key difference between these two is one is distracted, one is anxious, one is troubled, and one is at peace. One thinks the good portion is her labor, the other thinks the good portion is Christ and His word. Remember what Jesus says elsewhere, people of God. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give His life as a ransom for many. What that is to say is that it is Jesus' joy and prerogative to still serve you. To serve you here and now with His Word, just like He did for Mary, for Elizabeth Krusiger, to hundreds and thousands and millions of saints throughout all the ages, throughout all the world, both through the word that is spoken and the word that is given in the sacrament. So what Jesus is doing, he's dishing up for you a good portion each and every Lord's Day. A good portion that you would simply receive with open hands and open ears with great joy and thanksgiving. Are you distracted? Are you anxious? Are you troubled about many things? It's easy to be. Men, women, adult, children, it can happen to any of us. But if you are, why are you? Do you not remember where you are? You are in the Father's house. Do you not remember that Christ, your Lord, is for you, not against you? Do you not remember that even the Spirit of the living God intercedes for you with sighs too deep for words? And so in saying this, I'm not saying don't worry, be happy, like that famous song from the 1980s. Or I'm not telling you just to turn your frown upside down, making light of what you are going through, no. What I am saying is that you should remember and always cherish the fact that you have an advocate, a mediator, a savior. You have, as Christ says in Colossians chapter 1, you have Christ in you, the hope of glory. A mystery hidden for ages now revealed to you, the saints of the Lord, with the very energy of God at work through you. So Christ is at work in you, and he's also at work outside of you, putting in your ears, in your hands, his good word, the good portion, placing in your very midst his own body and blood, that you may taste and see that the Lord is good. And so, yes, you are to be busy, industry at home, at work, in the community, and so on. But here you are to rest, to be still and know that God is the Lord. Now, in the last stanza of Elizabeth Krusiger's hymn, a stanza that unfortunately is not included in her hymnal, she writes this. And she writes this as a woman who feasted sumptuously on the good portion of Christ and his word. She writes, "Kill us with your goodness, awake us through your grace, sicken the old man so that the new one may live, and here on this earth all senses and all desires and all thanks will go to you." It sounds beautiful in German. And so would that, Lord, indeed slay you with his goodness this day, that your faith would be focused, confident, strengthened as you face whatever adversities may come your way. Would that you also enjoy your good portion here and now, and as often as you are able to receive it. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
In our prayers today, we remember Mr. Charles Zeman, who is slated to be the vicar here at Zion. And as you can see, he is not with us today. Following worship today, I will have a special announcement giving you more information and an update about his service here. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all creation according to its needs. Father in heaven, who created all things in wonderful array and even now preserves them, we bless and adore you. We thank you and praise you for all your many blessings. Most of all, we thank you for the redemption that you have set forth in your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Cause your name to be hallowed in all the earth, that every knee may bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord of the church, good shepherd of the sheep, who justifies the sinner and raises up the brokenhearted, deliver those who in any part of the world may suffer for trusting in your Son. Give them joy in the midst of persecution and strengthen them in the hope of glory. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
You appoint all things for the good of your people. Grant seasonable weather to this land, and to all who dwell in this neighborhood, and to all the homes in which your people dwell, give your peace. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Bind up the wounds of those afflicted in heart, body, and mind. We pray for your servants, Avery, Cheryl, Barb, Mike, Jeff, the Foster family, Ruth, all of Zion's homebound members, and Charles. Satisfy them with your grace. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Beloved Redeemer, faithful friend, keep all your people on earth in communion with those who have died in the faith before them, and by the bread of life, Jesus Christ, so strengthen your church in her journey toward you, that she would at last see you with risen eyes. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
In preparation for the Blessed Sacrament of Holy Communion, the congregation will sing the offertory, "Now Thank We All Our God," number 895 in the Lutheran Service Book.
and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body given for you. This do in remembrance of me."
Amen. Amen.
In the same way also, he took the cup after the supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink of it, in remembrance of me."
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us.
As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup,
we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Please join us at the same time next Sunday morning. Worship services at Zion Lutheran Church are Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. and Saturday evening at 5:15. Check us out on Facebook for live stream events. Visit our website, www.zionlutheranwausau.com. Zion has been broadcasting on this radio station each Sunday morning for 85 years. And the Wausau Lutheran Network continues to bring you the saving gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. We welcome your letters and your comments. Our address is Zion Lutheran Church, 709 North 6th Drive, Wausau, Wisconsin. Savior Jesus Christ.
Thank you. shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.